You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob. Thank you very much for joining us for this episode 894. We really, really appreciate it. Appreciate the questions. Appreciate you guys being with us for all of these episodes. It means a lot.
It does mean a lot. It means a lot to us. You guys are asking some great questions too. You're leaving great reviews. We read one yesterday. Thank you so much for that. If you have a chance, 30 seconds, like right now. Leave us a review. You listen on Spotify, listen on iTunes, through podcast app, through Stitcher. Well, if you listen through iTunes, we've got about 240, 230 reviews. Stitcher, we don't have very many. And Spotify, I don't know, because I haven't been able to check Spotify. But if you do leave us a review, just know that it really means a lot to us. So thank you. Today's question, I think, is going to be really interesting because we're talking about mapping water. Can you do reverse volumetric measurements? And so much more. There's going to be some concepts in here that we're going to talk about that are going to be important for other types of mapping. So just kind of you listen in here for you mapping mindsets out there. Again, I could just see PJ in the background. Do you remember that one time you said you were never going to get into drone mapping on the podcast? I do. I remember that.
It's hilarious.
Thanks, PJ.
He's never going to let you forget it either.
Oh no, he told me on last Friday in Denver.
That's awesome.
Anyway, all right, let's play today's question, which is again brought to you by our sponsors.
Hello, everybody. I want to tell you again about our friends over at Fortress UAV. As we've told you before, they're doing a fantastic job of getting drones back in the air that have been crashed or for some other reason are inoperable. So if you've got a drone that fits that bill, you're going to want to check them out at fortressuav.com/droneu. But you know, they've also got a new program in place. It's called Fortress UAV Protect. This is a nose-to-tail preventive maintenance program for your drone or your fleet of drones that rivals those of manned aircraft maintenance services, meaning they're going deep to make sure your drone stays in the air and operates effectively. Currently, they're working on Mavic Pros, Phantom 4s, Inspire 1s and 2s, the Matrice 600 series, and the Matrice 200 series. What I like about this idea of having your drones maintained by Fortress UAV is that they have a unique perspective on what maintenance needs to look like, because they're fixing them every single day. They're seeing what's going wrong, and they know how to preventively maintain against those issues. A few of the points that they're gonna take a look at: they're gonna visually inspect all of the moving parts in your drone. They're gonna inspect wiring. They're gonna clean any dirt and debris that is gathered in your drone. They're gonna run key performance tests. They're gonna upgrade software, unless you ask them not to for some reason. And they're gonna calibrate your drone in all the ways that is necessary, and they're gonna replace any consumables that your drone needs to have replaced. And they're gonna do that, of course, based on the drone type that you send in. So guys, check them out. If you've got maybe one drone and you just don't have time to take care of the maintenance on a regular basis, or you've got a fleet of drones, you're an organization that has a lot of drones and it's taking way too much time and cost of your people to maintain it, these guys are gonna be a great option for you. So again, check them out at fortressuav.com/droneu. And if you do decide to use their services, put in the coupon code DRONEU, all caps, for a 10% discount. We think they can be a big help to you. FortressUAV.com/DRONEU.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rob. Cam from New Jersey again. I had a question about photogrammetry, or basically volumetric analysis. If I was doing some kind of real estate work where I was doing a model of a property and I was also taking some measurements using the model, what if there was a pool in the backyard and I wanted to get the volume of the pool? Is that going to be an issue? I mean, I've seen things online where you can obviously get a volume of a excavation versus a pile, but with a pool, and if there's any water in it, is the refraction of the water going to affect the points in such a way that when the software tries to tie it all together to create a 3D map of the pool, will it kind of be skewed enough where the volume would have a too big of an error really to be accurate? That's kind of just the gist of my question. Thanks.
Thanks, Ken. He just asks some great questions. So I know you've checked on this and kind of double-checked.
Well, if you remember when we went over the question in our walk this morning, I was like, I'm pretty sure the water has to be still and it has to be clear. Mm-hmm. And then I texted my drone Gandhi friend and just made sure that I was correct. And he was like, yeah. And here's one more thing. So let's say you want to get the volume of a pool. Maybe you want to fill up a pool. You don't like the pool anymore. You are sick and tired of paying those super high expenses on that pool, and your daughters never clean that damn thing, right? You're sick of it. You're going to fill that effer. Well,
I've had those thoughts with our pool.
I kind of was wondering.
Many a time.
All right, so can we actually get volumetric measurements from the pool? The answer is yes. If you're running PIX 4D, you're going to have to run steps 1, 2, and 3 to get the volume measurement or index calculator active. On top of that, you are going to need GCPs for this. Probably going to need 5, maybe even 2 checkpoints so we can check the accuracy of the map in itself. But that being said, there's a couple things. Yes, the water needs to be very clear. It cannot be murky water. Murky water, we're not going to get data. Number 2, the water has to be still. So if you're mapping in a 10-mile-an-hour wind, you got lots of ripples over the water, forget about it, okay? Number 3, straight from Drone Gandhi himself, you need to throw in some poker chips into the bottom of the pool. Something like, you know, in my class and, you know, in a lot of other classes, talk about what is a key point? What is a tie point? A key point is a unique point in the image that the software finds. A tie point is 3 key points. So by throwing in the chips, we have more key points and more tie points for the software to actually utilize those photos to understand the triangulation between the photos and also have a better understanding of how to stitch the photos together. I know some people don't like the idea of using the word stitch. I don't care. So
is it a situation where the more poker chips, the better, or is there a diminishing return?
Diminishing return, for sure.
I mean, obviously, if you just fill the bottom of the pool, you've
kind of negated the idea of getting the volume of the pool.
Exactly. So
I would say probably 20 or 30 chips is probably going to be good. Obviously,
equal
separation between them is good. Look, you want to give your kid a fun project to do, tell them to go dive into the pool and put a poker chip every 2 feet. You know, so or every foot and a half. And we talk about GCP separation and how to lay GCPs out. And this is not a GCP, but we are essentially using key points and tie points to help the software create the point cloud. We could do manual tie points inside of the pool to help the ellipsis error and also to help create better points, which are not really GCPs, but they do kind of act in the same kind of manner, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So
cool. So very doable.
Totally very doable. But again, and you know, the whole poker chips in the pool is kind of like if you're mapping stockpiles and you're mapping something that's very glossy. And so if you have that, like coal, you know, another famous Drone Gandhi saying is take a paintball gun to the coal pile and just shoot the coal pile. That way we have more tie points to essentially have the software give us better data.
Very interesting. So, but I want to clarify something because I got the sense from Drone Gandhi. I just can't help but laugh every time I say that.
I'm sorry, Angan.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the reasons I laughed.
I'm not sorry, though, because I know you secretly love it.
I know he doesn't like it.
I think he loves
it. I don't know about that.
He seems... Look, as in his last interview, he was like, don't call me Drone Gandhi, and then he just erupts laughing.
Right, okay.
I mean, look, I'm not trying to be blasphemous, okay? I'm just trying... I think you're the man, okay? Let's be real here. Yeah.
Absolutely. He's very good-natured about it. But anyways, I got the sense that he said to just kind of throw them in there randomly, but then you seem to suggest that you need to space them out equally.
I think it would help to space them out equally. It's not that big of a deal, in all honesty, but, you know, like we talk about with GCP placement, you're supposed to have equal distances essentially between the GCPs, and this, in my mind, is no different. I think it would help out. It's not something that you need to be, like, going to the bottom of the pool and moving it 5 inches.
With a ruler.
Yeah.
Getting a tape measure down there.
No. I'm just going to throw them out into the pool, like 20 or 30, and hope that they don't, you know, gather together. And if they do, grab the pool stick and just kind of move them.
Move them around.
Yeah. Nothing.
All right,
it's
cool.
Not like hyper science here.
Right. Although it would be, you mentioned doing it with your kid and having them get in the pool with you and help you. That would actually be a pretty cool science experiment for them, I think.
Oh, yeah. Also a good math problem.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, gosh, you could spin that so many ways.
I'm sure all the kids are really excited about that.
Woo! All the kids in California probably are. Everywhere else in the country, they're like, it's too cold.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely here.
Definitely. Well, awesome. Guys, I think that's going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. And guys, thank you for the niche questions. I love them. I think they're fun. Also, just thank you for all the reviews. It really does mean a lot for us. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So thank you. If you could do us a favor, share the show with someone. You know, let someone know about it. We really appreciate that. That is going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Droneu.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.